Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a sustainability presentation from April 2017. Ms. Christine Glockner, Team Leader R&D, Hohenstein Institute presents Aerobic Biodegradation of Textiles.
Hello, a warm welcome from my side. Today I will have a presentation about aerobic biodegradation of textiles. Therefore, I want to present our Hohenstein test. And at the beginning, for those who are not so familiar with the Hohenstein Institutes, I prepared some slides about our company at the beginning. The Hohenstein Institutes itself are a family-run company managed in the third generation and founded in 1946. The main part, the main activity of the Hohenstein Institutes are the Independent Institute for Testing, Certification, Consulting and Inspection. It's the biggest part of our company. We also have a non-profit research institute where we do a lot of public research, especially in Germany and European countries, but also contract research together with companies. The third activity of the Hohenstein Institute are also the Academy for Seminars, Trainings and Educations. There you can see the area of the Hohenstein Institute. On the right side, you see the castle, our main building. And we are located in Baden-Württemberg between Heilbronn and Stuttgart. Hohenstein has a worldwide presence, roughly with about 860 employees, with 560 at the headquarters in Germany. And you can see we are placed wherever the textile business is going on. The main labs, especially for textile testing, are in Germany at our headquarters, and more labs you find in China. The main competence of the Hohenstein Institute is in research and development. That's where the Institute started. And then more and more, the testing and certification part has grown, which is today the biggest part of the Institute. And all these three things, also the information and support and training, has a very close connection. So that means we transfer results from research and development to our testing and certification, and the other way too. And also do the technology transfer to the industry. In the Hohenstein Group, we have different departments. The department I come from is the William Küster Institute for Hygiene, Environment and Medicine. It's in-house named the Life Science Department of the Hohenstein Institute, and it was founded in 1995. At the William Küster Institute, we are about 24 very interdisciplinary employees. The most of them are biologists, for sure, microbiologists, molecular biologists, and also biologists. But we also have medical experts and textile scientists like me. Our main focus at this part of the company is the interaction of textiles with the human body, with the skin, the environment, also the interaction of textiles and materials with the environment or microbes, that's in the middle of our interest. So in the different biological fields, we offering testing, certification, and also developing, researching, contract research with companies. And in all this work, we found or we realized very fast that there is a high amount of demand of environmental safe products. In addition, considering this global problem of the global problem of the rising amount and of waste, amount of waste and pollution, we tried to find new solutions to test and make textile products more biological safe. When we have a look on the life cycle of a textile, there are different stages in the textile change where are great possibilities to make a textile sustainable, more sustainable. For example, in manufacturing, to have a look on the chemicals you put on the textile, finishing, for example, to raise water and use chemicals which are better for the environment. Or in the retail part, the transport, to have less paper, less packaging. Or also to reduce the carbon dioxide. So all around, in all these stages, you have possibilities to do something more sustainable. And we have a look at the end of this stage. So we had the look of the end of the life cycle and want to make sure what happens with the fabric when it's when it reached the end of the life cycle. And yeah, when we look at the life cycle of textiles, we mean everything from fiber, yarns, over different fabrics like woven or knitted fabric to ready-made clothes. And yeah, all kind of textiles will someday reach their end of life cycle. What happens then? They could be thermally used, they can be composted or recycled. But when they find their end in the landfill or sometimes in the landscape, are these products really biologically safe? That was the question we asked. So in the first step, we commit ourselves to define what biodegradation really means. So I have here usually used definition of biodegradability: a substance or a compound is biodegradable if it can be decomposed by the action of microorganism. So that not says anything about it's degradable in water, in soil, or anything else. So we always have to define this a little bit more. When we subdivide this into aerobic and anaerobic biodegradation, I want to quote the US Geological Survey. They define aerobic biodegradation as the breakdown of a compound in action of microorganism under the influence of oxygen. Anaerobic means without the influence of oxygen. But then we have to make sure in which conditions these materials are breaking down. So therefore, I have an overview for you. There I show you the difference between composting at an example of the DIN standard 3432. It's requirements for packaging recoverable through composting and biodegradation. It's an often used standard. And I compare this with our Hohenstein method. In our Hohenstein method, we biodegradate the textiles, the materials in standardized soil. Compared with a compost test, there's a liquid slurry with microorganisms. and we have a look at, for example, the pH in our soil, it's under 7, in the liquid slurry it's over 7, and the temperature is very different. In our test, the temperature is between 25 and 27 degrees. In the composting, it's often over 40 to 62 degrees. So we always have to know what we really want to show with the test, what the customer wants to know about his textile. So at the moment there are no standards especially for textiles, and so we decided to follow three standards, as I showed before, the standard 3432, and also two standards. It's, for example, a standard which determines resistance to microorganisms of textiles containing cellulose, or evaluation of the action of microorganisms on plastics. Why we do this? Because there are so much influence factors which influence the degradation in soil. For example, the substrate. We prove our soil and have a look on the amount of microorganism always. We can say how much bacteria is in it, how much mold is in it, and also on the conditions. They are very important for this test. For example, the moisture or temperature or pH. But also, and no less important, is the internal influence, meaning the characteristics of the textile, like material mix or the construction. The construction has a very high influence of the degradation of textiles. A very important factor also is the finishing on textile. For example, when you have a hydrophobic or antimicrobial treated textiles. Therefore, we set ourselves the goal to develop a unified proof of biodegradability, to integrate all these influence factors I mentioned before. We wanted to evaluate the aerobic biodegradability of textiles in soil and choose the soil burial test for this, to show how materials will be decomposed by living organism in it. So here I show you in the table one of our first works for that. A lot of fundamental work was done to become more information about the influence factors, about and to evaluate this test. And in this table you see the influence, for example, of the grammage of textile. You see a woven fabric, 100% cotton is degraded 61% in 7 weeks. And the grammage was 250 grams per square meter. And for example, a non-woven, which has only 30 grams per square meter, degrades completely in this time. And also, you see on the right side in the chart, the influence of finishing. Finishing one was an antimicrobial finishing on cotton, and the finishing two was an anti-wrinkling finishing. So we choose two different test setups we offer to our customers to make sure that we have a look on what they really need. For example, our first setup is under laboratory conditions. So we make sure we have a standardized size of sample. We have always the same moisture. We have always the same pH. And at the beginning, we make sure that we used a standardized soil. But we also do outdoor tests. And this one we specially offer for our customers which want to know how they create their ready-made textiles, for example. But then you make this under realistic outdoor conditions, so the textiles are exposed to the climate change, which are recorded over the whole time period. At the end of both tests, it's not the end. We cannot say we measure the mass loss and say it's biodegradable. For us, it's very important to make sure that the textile is also ecotoxicological safe. So at the end of this degradation test, we make always an agriculture seed crest test. It's also from a standard, and make sure that plants grow, is growing, that the plants are growing. So when we try to find the best method for every customer. So when, for example, they want to test the ecotoxicological safety on soil living organism, we do the earthworm test, for example. It's an escape test. So the worms are very good indicators to find the best soil they want to live in. And we also do for water living organism, for example, when it rains outside, there are very good indicators. We do the Daphnia test. In the next slide, I want to show you a short video. Therefore, we do a video to visualize this outdoor test. How it works? Yeah. In this test, we want to show the degradation of different types of textiles. Therefore, we put a T-shirt in. One side is polyester, one side is cotton. And also a jeans with a small amount of elastane, and then we put it into the soil. And here in the soil, all the organisms, the insects, do their work and break down the biodegradable textiles in soil. And at the end of this, we do also the ecotoxicological safety tests. And there you see the genes, the cotton was breaking down, but the elastane fibers was left. And also the buttons, all the trims on it. And in this chart, you see the polyester shirt, degrading of the polyester shirt, degrading of the cotton shirt, and also degradation of the jeans, the trousers. This biodegradation test is not a standard test for us. That's why it's located in our research and development department, because I told before there are so much factors which has influence on this. We always had a look on what our customers need. For example, when they need the contrary. For example, when you have personal security equipment, or when you have stuff that not have to degrade under the influence of microorganisms. So then we also do this. And in this field, we also do a lot of research. And an example I show you today is we do also recycling processes in research. Therefore, this is a very new research project. It will start in July this year. Therefore, we also used microorganisms to break down the reinforcement, and over a biotechnological recycling process, we want to bring back the carbon fiber and use them again. But also, we have a look not only on the recycling and bring them back into the life cycle, but also on the start of this thing. For example, this is a project which is completed now. We produce alginate fibers from bacteria, and at the end of this process, we have really alginate fibers, and also can show demonstrators in fabrics. So, I'm at the end of my presentation. Thank you for attending. And when you have some questions, please. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright April 2017 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.